Welcome to the Executive Challenge Academy Leadership Program. This series will focus on leading through challenging times. And during the series, you'll hear from a range of special guests who each offer their own unique perspective on what it takes to lead decisively and successfully with care and compassion. I'm your host, Rebecca Archer, a journalist and media industry professional with more than 20 years' experience. Joining me on the podcast today is Kelly Anderson. Kelly began her career at the Westbrook Correctional Facility in 1998, facilitating wellbeing programs for long-term inmates. In 1999, she moved into a youth worker role before starting as a caseworker with Child Safety in Toowoomba and later moving into youth justice in North Queensland. She's held several roles within youth justice and for the past 13 years has worked in various leadership positions. In January 2016, Kelly moved into a restorative justice project officer position for the Southwest region of youth justice. Her role was to support the region in relation to implementing the return of court-ordered conferences. Having not had a background in restorative justice, Kelly took a very different approach to implementing this initiative. Because of her background, she was able to see opportunities to apply restorative practices to other areas of the organisation. In June 2016, Kelly facilitated a workshop at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre with a view of expanding and enhancing restorative practice in the youth detention environment. Within 2 years, the organisation had appointed 2 permanent restorative practice positions dedicated to this work in both Queensland youth detention centres. In 2020, there are 5 positions within the organisation, and restorative practice has been integrated into the framework. This work has been recognised both nationally and internationally, which has led to supporting several Northern Territory, Victorian and New Zealand youth detention centres to also implement restorative practices as a response to behaviour management. Within the Toowoomba community, Kelly is a founding member of the Toowoomba Leadership Alliance, a leadership group which is focused on connecting young people in that community. The group has a focus on developing and supporting leadership and creating greater connectivity of young people across the region. This work has included many small and large projects over the last 5 years, and these projects have involved leaders from the government and non-government sectors and local young people. Currently, the group is focused on the implementation of the Toowoomba Regional Council's youth strategy. Kelly, thank you so much for your time today. You have done some amazing work over a period of years. Can you talk about why the group thinks the work is so important?
Thanks, Rebecca. It's actually hard to believe it's been 5 years. I don't think our opinion of why this work is important has changed since the first day we all met back in 2016. I recall some of the initial conversations were about the importance of creating better opportunities, better connections within the region, particularly for our young people, but also developing our own leadership along the way. And look, on that first day, we actually met a beautiful man, a local elder, and he asked us to think about how we could lead by walking beside our youth, even those walking a little bit crooked. And over the years, we've reflected on that statement or that challenge that the elder gave us. And every time we've become a bit lost, we think about that original challenge. And this has helped us consider what we really want for Toowoomba, so our preferred future, and also what's worked in the past, but also what it would actually take to create significant change, or sometimes, as we discuss it, disruption. Our first program, we had the opportunity to listen to many people from the sector about their local issues. And we really quite quickly became obvious that the region had over 100 services that worked with young people and families. So obviously there were opportunities for better connections and coordination of those services. And that would then obviously allow for opportunities for young people to use those services in a more coordinated way, but actually develop their leadership as well. So over the years, our alumni group has expanded. We've actually attended more programs, so in the Toowoomba region, and we've found other like-minded people, so motivated people that find this work meaningful. And when I say meaningful, it's really meaningful for us personally. It's not really about our job descriptions. We all live and work in the Toowoomba region, and it didn't take us long from that initial meeting to commit to the community development work for the long term, not just the length of that first program.
And I mean, sustaining collaborative work over a number of years without an organisational mandate can be really challenging. It almost sounds like community development and activism. So I'm interested to know why and how were you able to persevere when faced with adversity in getting the work progressed forward?
Oh, look, Rebecca, it is hard to sustain collaborative work. Initially, we had an authorising environment. However, like as we understand, priorities change and so do positions in organisations, particularly those at the top level. We did find it difficult to navigate those strategic and operational barriers. And look, when I think about it, a recent one was the regional fires that we had, and that was certainly an operational barrier for people to actually connect and stay connected. But look, as many leaders say, there's always a third option. And over the years, this work has become part of our personal lives as well. So really having to fit in the catch-ups before and after work to be able to stay connected and achieve outcomes was really important. But it was sometimes really frustrating and we felt powerless. However, as leaders, we realised that we didn't really need the permission to do great work in our community. And we had a group of this beautiful alumni that trusted each other and had that intrinsic motivation to challenge the status quo. So it really is community development work with a touch of activism thrown in. And we all reflect and use these opportunities in our personal and professional lives to advocate for social change. So we've stayed connected. We have that specific purpose of building and maintaining our friendships and supporting each other's leadership journeys. We've all had opportunities to act in different positions over the last 5 years, and staying connected has actually been really hard. So there's been long periods, honestly, long periods where the timing wasn't right. And look, we've given each other permission to tap in and out. So we've been really flexible over the last few years about having people tap in and out when they can. And sometimes that's hard, but the key for us has been a couple of champions being the people that are the glue that hold the group together, and particularly reminding everyone of, you know, what our why is, what our purpose is. And through the alumni members, we've got various government and non-government people in positions. Specifically, actually, we have an alumni member that does community work as her job. And she's one of our original alumni members, and that's Beck Schroeder. She's a team leader for community development at Toowoomba Regional Council. And Beck was a real champion throughout the leadership program. So back in 2016, she really helped us and several specific people that didn't understand issues for young people in the region, really understand at a deeper level what was going on. And she constantly, over the last 5 years, has reminded us of our why. And our conversations have really assisted us in the development of a Toowoomba Regional Council Youth Strategy, which was launched last year. And we're really proud of that. And really that regional piece of work has kept us focused and allowed us for opportunities to connect with each other, but also with various community members on different levels. And an example of that is that several alumni members have supported the strategy through things like interviews, panels, forums, being members of advisory groups, and really being involved in some of the subgroups that we had for some of the actions specifically relating to the strategy. So I guess in summary to your question, we found that there's been about three main areas that really should be considered when faced with adversity. And they for us have been about maintaining perseverance. And that's something Jan talks about a lot in her programs, but also remain focused on relationships and absolutely showing courage.
Now, Kelly, we all want to feel like we can take action to create the kind of world we want to live in. People power is the belief, of course, that people should be at the heart of how communities, public services, and democracies are run. What do you think are the most significant and enduring achievements so far through the work that you've been doing in the Toowoomba community?
Well, if people power is the belief that people should be at the heart of decisions, I truly believe that leaders must lead from the heart. And look, our beautiful people in Toowoomba, all of the alumni members lead with their heart. And with this in mind, it's really why we've achieved so much in the last 5 years. So we actually walk alongside each other, as our elder discussed, and we're all focused on doing things with each other or with people rather than doing it for them or to them. And that actually takes time. So some of the achievements have been small, but not without impact. And I'm just thinking about some simple things like the joy of catching up with each other for breakfast or a beer, supporting each other. Those sorts of things shouldn't be underestimated. And I'm just reflecting back on our last catch-up a few weeks ago. We actually discussed opportunities to support child safety in their transition to adulthood event in November. And that was about a connection again, being a part of the community, connecting with young people, particularly vulnerable young people. So those small conversations really do have impact. And the other thing is the relationships that we've formed has allowed us to look outside of our organisation for help, particularly with those complex problems. Just thinking too about someone at the last meeting talked about how we actually inspire each other, and we all do enjoy spending time with each other. We're like-minded. We love sharing concepts and learnings, which really have led to surprisingly good outcomes for our own organisations, but really the community. And some of those other small, well, probably not small things, but other examples are things like QFES have presented information sessions to newly arrived refugees. QFES and QPS have run programs with young people subject to youth justice orders. QPS and EQ have hosted careers information days for students. We've supported the Toowoomba Regional Council to host a national community development conference last year, and things like co-facilitating leadership programs in Toowoomba. So we've actually brought the leadership program to Toowoomba on two occasions, and executive leaders have also attended Toowoomba and we've spoken to them. So three of our projects over the last 5 years have actually been nominated for Queensland Excellence Awards. But the biggest one, I guess, and the biggest achievement that we've had is the Toowoomba Regional Council Youth Strategy. So relationships that were built during the development of this document were cross-sector and only able to be achieved with Beck's dedication. And really it was a long process for Beck to develop a business case to pitch to council to actually fund the research that was required to develop it. Interestingly, the submission was not supported and Beck was told to fund the study within her own budget. And just to paint a little bit of a picture, Beck's budget at the time equated to $1.27 per young person in the region. So she needed the alumni support, so we rallied together and we worked in partnership with council, the regional youth advisory group and our local university, the USQ, to develop the strategy, and we had a solid research approach and an independent assessment. So during that time, over 700 people across the region were interviewed over about 6 months, and that was done by our Youth Connect team and youth leaders that sourced that information, that data for the strategy. And really over the last 2 years, the alumni members from Toowoomba have supported the development and also the delivery of actions with that. Interestingly, now we have the Ipswich Council interested in what we've been doing, and we will absolutely use our connections and relationships with them to support them in doing that. And we're also just reviewing our current youth strategy for Toowoomba and thinking about the next steps for our region. But considering over the last couple of years, we've really addressed a lot of them, the actions, and implemented them already.
Sounds like an amazing achievement. I'm interested in how something like this global pandemic can impact on your progress and on your plans. Does it mean you need to sort of pivot and rethink and go back to basics in terms of your strategies, etc.?
Absolutely, Rebecca. I think it's actually opened up different opportunities. We've had to really think outside the box. So not only connecting with each other, but with the community. So virtually, we've had to do a number of different things. And that's actually through connections on social media, connecting up with young people and the sector on platforms such as Zoom and Skype and things like that. But also, we've had to stop a lot of things as well. So really take that time and wait for the readiness of people to start some of these actions again. But it's really just holding it at the moment. The pandemic, we don't know how long it's going to last for. So really doing some of those small things to keep momentum and keep the ball rolling, but acknowledging that some things need to be put on the back burner.
Now, Kelly, other leaders will be listening to this podcast and, of course, reading about the work through the ECA Leaders Matters initiative. I'm wondering what you'd like to say to them about what you've learned so far about leadership. What advice could you pass on, perhaps?
Look, the first thing that comes to mind is really knowing your why and defining your purpose. It was something that we constantly had to review over the last few years. Naming it has been really important because sometimes you actually become lost and even overwhelmed. So really knowing your why is critical when you're doing this work. Again, I'll say it, it is about relationships. That's not something new, but look, the relationships and the connections that we have with each other are really important, and we're able to solve problems and really look outside of our organisation. So those strong relationships and trust are really important, and we need to nurture those. Another thing is about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. I've talked a little bit about these times when you actually feel so uncomfortable. You have to sit with that. And I think that's something that we've had to practice as leaders, is being patient and learning from those experiences. Also, timing is essential. As I've alluded to, there's been times where people have had to tap out. We've had some crises in our organisation, whether it be fires, floods, COVID. So really timing is essential. And it's important to wait for people. You can't walk alongside people if they're not ready. So you have to wait and be still. So that readiness of individuals and communities is really important. For us as leaders in our alumni group, some of us are not executive leaders. We're leaders in our own right. And it's really important for us to understand that you can be a leader without being a leader and keep stepping up. So our group constantly challenges each other about being leaders. And it's also looking for that third option, as I discussed, so going around your barriers and thinking about those third options. For our group, we have about 20 people from Toowoomba that stay connected, but that's actually separated out a little bit. So we actually have a group of about 8 that regularly catch up and a core group, as I said, of some champions that hold the group. And that's okay. You're always going to have people that tap in and out and can give certain levels. So that's okay. And acknowledging that and allowing people to do that is really important. Probably the final thing is really about never giving up. So we talked a little bit about perseverance and persistence, being flexible. You have to be really resilient in this work. It's absolutely a marathon. And for us, we've committed to this lifelong journey. So it's a commitment for all of us that we've made.
Well, Kelly, I can't thank you enough for sharing your experiences today and offering up some very, very sage advice and suggestions about successful leadership. It's been just wonderful to speak to you. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Rebecca. And I'd just love to leave you with a quote, which we've used several times. It's one from Marg Wheatley, and she talks about small conversations. So her quote is, "Very great change starts from very small conversations held among people who care." And this has absolutely been a theme for us in the Toowoomba Alumni Group.
That's just perfect. Thank you so much again, Kelly. Really lovely to check in with you.
Thanks, Rebecca.